We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Southeast Conference to the Woodland. From the North Shore to the Classic Eight. From the Greater Metro to the Southern Lakes and everything in between.
All of my that nasty D, they all going down.
It's time to get you up to date on all the key high school football games in the area. It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now, here's Wisconsin Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies and WSSP's high school insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Well, I've just about seen everything now, boys.
Tell
you what, that coat that I keep hearing about, that old Padre jacket that Tim Allen puts on.
I don't get it.
He walked in, put it on, and Brandon Woodruff hit a home run.
Woodruff, the relief pitcher.
And we're watching it on ABC audio video panel, right?
Yeah, you got it, Mike. Come on now.
I know that because
you dog yourself over there. But you get this. You got this radio thing down pat, man.
I'm a sales guy. This show's too fast for me.
Well, I can tell you, you're doing a heck of a job doing that. I see that nice car you drive over there, that Hyundai West Dallas. But you don't need a lot of money to be able to do that.
No, you don't. Dan Richards takes care of it, man. Hey, in fact, glad you brought that up because the Big Show, they've got a grand opening, a re-grand opening on their new showroom. That I'm going to actually try to get you over there for a little while. But the 26th of October, the Big Show.
Cool.
I talked to Gary. I'm hoping he can get there. Man, Gary's knee is struggling a little bit, man. Because my doctor said one day you got to have a knee replacement. I called Gary, said, whatever you wait for as long as you possibly can.
See, and you know, Mike, I agree with that, but also I don't know because – once you're able to get it done, you can have some longer time with it. But then again, there's a fear that those things really do have a shelf life.
Well,
I'm staring down the barrel of needing some surgery on this hip that I got going on that I decided to go through the whole time.
This now it makes me feel like Ron's back because we had a lot of these conversations. Yeah. But I got to tell you, my oldest brother had a hip done like 15 years ago and swore he'd never do it again. And then 6 years ago, he had to. And they said, look, you don't understand. It's completely changed.
Completely different.
3 days late. 3 days. Yeah. He was like, you got to be kidding. He's golfing. He's doing all this. He said, I can't believe the difference. So,
Coach Kraskowski over at Carroll University, my junior year going into our senior year, this man has a hip replacement. And if anything goes on that campus, Coach K knows about it, right? As pretty much every college coach does, but that guy is just about Carroll University. He has a hip replacement done. Not one of us know about it. He has it done on a Friday. Tells everybody, you know, that was in there lifting over the offseason. Hey guys, I'm gonna be out. I got a vacation going on next week. He's out for 1 week and comes back and he's still walking to
like
work.
Nothing. Hey, speaking of that, you know, I'm doing this 9-round thing in Wauwatosa. And Drew, the owner.
I think you need to get me in there, too, with you.
You know what? Come on. And here's the reason I'm telling you. There's a guy there you played football with. He played at Little Chute High School. His name is Matt. They call him
Matt
Ice
Ristow.
Man. Yeah. Matt, I got some stories.
Matt Ristow had an interception in a game against Ripon. And Matt Ristow, Mike, was one of those guys that, like, when you're going through the program, who was kind of the guy that was continually on scout team for the first couple of years of his career.
Yeah.
But a guy that continued to buy in and took his fitness very, very personally.
Right.
And became a senior starter, which is something that you're going to see a lot of these guys in high school doing.
Well, I'll tell you what. So I'm over there and we're working, and he said, look, the greatest coach I've ever played for is Coach K at Carroll University. He said, and I've had some good coaches, good high school guys, you know, youth programs. He said, this guy, he said, bar none. Yeah, and I tell everybody that asks that he's the best coach I've ever played for. And it wasn't all about what happens on the field. I mean, he talked a lot about Coach K caring about his team and these boys, making sure that they grow up and be good men. And he just had nothing but good things to say about playing at Carroll,
yeah,
and being part of that program.
He was a good dude, man, and he was another one of those guys that you consistently think about in a team that we had a good run of success. We were never able to get to the brass ring that we were all, you know, working every single year for, but it was a heck of a group of guys, and Coach K stresses a family atmosphere. One of the things that when I look at this sheet here tonight, Mike, of all the games that we're at a Whitnall-Pewaukee game. And now Clay Iverson over at Carroll University, right, a dude that coached over at Pewaukee when I was playing. And it was one of the things when I talked to him about, Coach, what made you want to get out of high school? I mean, you were at pretty much being one of the top guys in the state. And he said, what you guys have here is a family. And that was something that was really, really intriguing to me. And it kind of has to be at D3 football for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get to line one. Jerry Vance, he's at the Sussex-Hamilton Germantown game. And he's brought to you by Hyundai West Dallas. You know, go get your car where I bought mine and Baby Tausch bought his. Talk to Dan Richards. Those guys, man, they do a great job. And go see them. If you're thinking about buying a car, head over see Dan Richards, Highway 100 off Arthur at Hyundai West Dallas. Jerry Vance, give us an update. Sussex Hamilton at Germantown.
It is Sussex Hamilton 10, Germantown 7. Last time we spoke, there was only like 40 seconds left. Germantown fumbled the ball on their 20-yard line, and then kicker Andrew Schweigert kicked a field goal, 10-7 at halftime, Sussex-Hamilton.
Jerry, thank you very much. Let's get to line two, Ted Lang. He's at the Marquette at Tulsa West game. Ted is brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Ted Lang, give us an update.
Halftime here, guys. It was Marquette's second quarter. They owned it, and Dalian Brown Williams put on a show. It is now 30 Marquette and 7 for Wauwatosa West. So barring the unforeseen, Marquette's going to go undefeated and lobby for a number one seed.
What a second quarter. It was 7-7 at the end of one.
And I was going to say, too, when we were talking to Ted earlier, Tulsa West, underratedly very, very tough place to play high school football.
Yeah, Tulsa West has been struggling here, and they've struggled this year. I talked to Coach Good before right at the beginning of camp,
mm-hmm,
and he thought they had a chance to compete. He really did, and they're not going to make the playoffs, and they've got a lot of athletes around there. It's interesting. Let's get to line three if we can. Don Wachilis is at the Pewaukee at Whitnall game. Don is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Half off pre-finishing on any wood window or patio door on qualified projects. Do what I did and call Mandy Sandstrom Clough, 262-783-6600. Don Wachilis, give us an update.
Guys, Elliot Mueller for Pewaukee takes the second half opening kickoff 89 yards to the house. Once again, though, the extra point is blocked. So with 10:49 to go in the third quarter, Pewaukee now on top 12-7.
Boy, nobody's better at blocking extra points than Whitnall, are they?
We face a lot of them.
A lot of practice right by those Falcons. A lot of practice.
I even got my hand on one back in the day, Mike.
Man, hey, Don, I was listening to your show coming home from the Thursday night game, and tell Jeff I said thank you for he continues to hype up Faith in the Zone for me.
He does. There's a connection there between Jeff, Faith in the Zone, and Notre Dame, and somehow it always seems to arise somewhere in the course of our show.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's a guy that I got to have a conversation with him about a few things,
yeah,
and it's coming.
Yeah, you
it's
do.
It's coming. Hey, Don, thank you so much. I appreciate that. 12-7 Pewaukee over Whitnall. Hey, Tausch, Baby Tausch, I want to talk about homecoming. Football coaches continue to say to me, man, why don't you take homecoming, you basketball guys? Why don't you one time figure this thing out? Because these guys are not interested in playing football sometimes because they're so distracted by all this.
So much going on, man. There's what day is it on the theme day? Is this color war day? Is this pirate day? Is this dressed like a nerd day? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, so as a player, you remember those weeks. A lot of times you try to put a cupcake so you don't have to worry too much. Get a win over at homecoming, But there are times in some conferences you can't do that. And you got to play somebody legit. And, man, it's hard. It's hard to stay focused for that week to play football.
And what also it is it's such a difficult distraction, like you said, for the coaches trying to make sure that they're getting the game plan and kids are paying attention. Also, what the kids are doing after school, right? I mean, that can also be an issue because with distractions comes temptation, right? And this is a time where the big programs and the programs that you consistently see at the top, Mike, this is when it's understood, right, that when you're dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, there's going to be mistakes, and there's going to be kids that decide that are going to mess up, right? This is when that becomes a non-issue for the big programs because it's already been stressed, and certain coaches know how to handle it. But as a player, man, it is fun because everybody, all you're looking forward to is that game on Friday. You can do the pep rally on Wednesday. It was called Class Color Day at Whitnall High School, and it was the Wednesday of homecoming week. So that was when the big pep rally was. It was the seniors versus the freshmen versus the juniors versus the seniors.
Yeah.
Then you got the powder puff game, which the juniors won. Mike, underneath my helm, I would like to throw that one in there.
So you're 1-0 as a coach?
Yeah, and then I missed the senior year game because I just decided that I would retire. And I'm pretty sure, actually, I was in work in one of these shows, a college football show that night. But it was one of those situations where you're looking around, and everybody during the week has their head in a different headspace, except a lot of the time, the guys that you know are going to go to the next level. And for a lot of coaches, I think this is one of those weeks where if you're figuring out how many phone calls you're making for one of your juniors or seniors and giving them looks and helping try to facilitate them into that next level, this is one of those weeks that you can tell if somebody does want to play at the next level or not.
You know, it's interesting you said about, a lot of temptations and stuff. I was asked how I dealt with that with my son, mm-hmm. and now he went to Calvary Baptist.
Right.
Different animal.
For sure.
But, man, we didn't have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have those kind as parents. I think that's where it starts. As a coach, you can only do so much. And you know what? As parents, that's when you've got to make sure that they take care of that business. Guys, let's get to a break. That was a heck of a play right there. Man, oh, man.
Oh, they're ruling he didn't catch it.
I'm confused.
Well, hey, guys, let's get to a break.
Let's get to a break. We'll figure it out. We'll tell you what happened.
Varsity, yeah. I was sitting here staring at this screen here. So Wendy's
Varsity
Blitz. See,
people want to make fun of Bob Uecker. It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Pewaukee ahead of Whitnall, 12-7 in the early going. Maguanago and Muskego tied at 14 apiece. Catholic Memorial leads Waukesha West 14-6. Sussex Hamilton leads Germantown on the road. It's 10-7 Chargers. Whitefish Bay shutting out Hartford 21-0 as we head into the second half. Milwaukee Lutheran and Wisconsin Lutheran going at it. It's a 20-14 Wisco lead there. And Brookfield Central ahead of Menominee Falls 20-2. And a final in the book as we head to the city conference, Riverside Golden Meier shut out Reagan Prep 42-0, the final in that one. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your windows in before it gets cold. Go to PellaWI.com/radio. And this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela for Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hey, we got, remember I was telling you about the pass? Yeah,
we're
going to get to the guy that I think it was 25-yard out, something like that. I threw it in. We're going to get to him in a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get to line one if we can. Nate George, he's at the Port Washington at Grafton game. Nate, give us an update.
Well, at halftime, it's still 13-6 Grafton. As much as the first quarter belonged to the offenses out here, the second quarter belonged to the defenses. None bigger than the 1 minute left in the second quarter. Port Washington made a nice goal line stand to keep Grafton out. They elected to go for it on fourth down instead of try to kick the field goal. Turnover on downs.
had a little trickery. 1 second left, Port Washington did the old fake the knee and flip it back to the running back, and then did a couple of laterals. It was quite entertaining. Mike, a couple of weeks back, maybe close to the beginning of the year, you told me to watch a nose tackle. I think it was from Greendale, little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Port Washington's got that guy beat. Their nose tackle is 5'6", and if he's 175 pounds, I'm a monkey's uncle.
My goodness. Well, leverage and quickness at that position. Nate George, thank you. 16-6, Grafton over Port. Let's get to line two. Don Wachilis is at the Pewaukee Whitnall game, and he's brought to you by Boilermakers Local 107. Building and rebuilding America for over 225 years. Check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com. Don, give us an update.
Guys, Mason Beattie goes 56 yards and punches it in with the two-point conversion to give Pewaukee a 20-7 lead. And then just a second ago, while on hold, Miguel Perez hauled in a 45-yard pass from Whitnall. The extra point, though, no good. So right now with 6:30 to go third quarter, it's 20-13 Pewaukee on top.
Don, thank you very much. Let's get to line three. Mark Neeson, he's at the McGuanago at Muskego game, brought to you by Lynch McGuanago, the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Go to lynchmcguanago.com. Mark, give us an update.
9:40 left quarter three. Muskego took the second half kickoff, and four plays later, Alex Curran went in for 45 yards out. 21 for the Warriors, 14 for McGuanago. They didn't get to tell you because they weren't playing well. 29 seniors tonight, 14 starters and a kicker, so they're losing 15 to this senior class.
Hey, Mark, that's awesome. Thank you very much. So, Baby Tausch, I was telling you about this, the Eddie Gein All-Stars in this UWM.
Your legendary football career.
You know what? And look, the more
I mean,
I think about it.
Hall of Fame broadcaster, but I imagine it had a Hall of Fame playing career as well.
It was a 20 to 25-yard in that he did, and I put it right on the numbers, and he ran.
That's a tough place to get the football.
Yeah, he ran a couple yards in for the touchdown. I think that's how it's happened. But I've reached out to Rob Baugh. He's living in Kentucky. He's just one of the best people I know. He hired me here at Entercom. I can't thank him enough for making that decision. And I want to find out if I'm remembering this correctly or there's a different way that he remembers it. Hey, Rob, how you been?
I'm good, Max. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How's life in Bowling Green doing?
Hey, life in Bowling Green is good. The Brewers are on. The Brewers are winning. You know, the furthest thing from my mind was that 3 yard slant that I took
hey,
probably
man.
40, 50 yards for a touchdown.
Hold on, Rob. Just so you boys know, Rob went to university school.
As long as we're talking about this, do you remember what happened in the second half?
I don't. Tell me.
Opening kickoff, reverse.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I run that back.
That's Mike McGivern fumble. Okay.
Hey, I had the key block in that thing, didn't I?
Hey, you did have a key
yeah,
block.
I did.
You set up the wall.
I set up the wall.
I thought he was the guy on the sideline that tripped the dude that was chasing you.
I just remember the pass. My arm was a little sore after laying that thing out so far.
Well, you know why your arm was sore? Because you were the center before that.
Hey, man, you know what? I went from center to eight. Clay Feller didn't show up. Somebody had to step in and be the hero.
You know, somebody's got to be the Frank Wright.
The all-city quarterback from Riverside doesn't show up for the championship. And who goes in?
Hey, big-time
Mike. Mesmer's best.
Big-time Mike McGivern, man. Hey, I'll tell you what, Rob. When my picture was on the front cover of the Post, my mom was not happy. She was not happy at all. I'll tell you what. That was fun. Hey, Rob, I think about you often, and I tell you when I talk to you, but thank you so much for your decision to bring me here to Entercom. It was your decision, and I can't thank you enough. It's just been a good run.
Mac, it was the best decision I made.
Why?
It was the best decision I made. And look, now you're a superstar.
No kidding. He's a Hall of Famer here, Rob.
On and off the radio, you're a superstar.
Man, boys, you know what? Again, I don't get sarcasm all the time, so I'm going to cut Rob loose. But I got to tell you, the way I remember it, 2025, I scrambled a little bit. I put it right on the numbers.
Kind of like Aaron Rodgers throwing it to
and
Jared
he just
Cook.
Kinda,
yeah.
He caught it and then almost stumbled into the end zone. That's how I remember it.
Hey, why don't you have a contest here and see who wins?
It was like a 3-yard slant. Mike was in the pocket, you know, 7-yard football, in the pocket.
I don't remember it that
way. 3-yard slant. Probably, you know, this part I don't really remember, but I think it was about a 50-yard run. No one touched me. No one.
Well, that's the best part. We're going to put that up on a Twitter poll. Us millennials are going to eat that up.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. He is Rob Balgi from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and just one of my friends, man, and I miss him. Rob, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You're the best.
Go Brewers. You got it. Let's get to line one. Tony Resch, Slinger at Homestead, brought to you by Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. Tony, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, 8:18 left in the third quarter. We're at 21-0. Slinger kicked off to Homestead to open the second half, and Jared Schneider took it 86 yards for a touchdown right out of the gates to start the second half. Slinger just completed a pass down to the Homestead 8-yard line, so they're driving now to try to get their first score of the night, but right now we're at 21-0.
Wow. Homestead, they are a team that they're going to go in and get a one seed. They're going to be tough to beat. Let's get to line two if we can. It's a big game. Taz, Hartford at Whitefish Bay. Taz, give us an update.
What's up, Mike? I got 21-7 in Whitefish Bay over Hartford. 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Whitefish Bay kicks off the ball to Hartford to start off the second half. From there, Hartford must have made a lot of great halftime adjustments. It was an 70-yard drive capped off by an 18-yard touchdown pass to Nick Pepin. 21-7, Whitefish Bay over Hartford.
Hey, Taz, thank you so much. Taz is brought to you by Wendy's. Any youth player that goes into Wendy's in their uniform will receive a free small Frosty. Kids up to 18 years of age can participate. Let's get to line three before we get to a break. Mike Bush, he is at the Union Grove at Lake Geneva Badger game. Brought to you by Ideal Logos and Awards. Go see Smokin' Hot Mary for all your awards, promotions, and embroidery work. Bushy, give us an update.
It may be 36 degrees out, but things are starting to heat up out here. Lake Geneva Badgers now 14, Union Grove Broncos 6. The Badgers took the second half kickoff, and it didn't really go anywhere and forced a punt. Union Grove's very first possession, quarterback Luke Hansel, was intercepted by the Lake Geneva Badgers safety, Ricky Martinez. He raced down the sidelines and pushed out of bounds, actually, at the 6-yard line. And then the Badger tailback, Jordan Hodges, took it in from 6 yards out. That extra point was good, and that's where we stand. Lake Geneva Badgers 14, Union Grove 6, with about 8 minutes left to go.
Man, Hensler's got to be feeling a little bit better right now if he can hold on and get his boys into the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Oh boy, Union Grove just scored.
He's not feeling
Broncos
all that good.
Broncos getting into the painted area.
Man.
Holy cow.
Hey, Mikey.
Go ahead. I missed that one. I got to do some work here. But they just Union Grove just scored on a little screen pass.
Listen to that big J journalism. Mike Bush doesn't know what happens and instantly has it in 5 seconds.
Was there a
flag? It's an interesting call here because are they going to go for two early now to try and tie it? I can let you know they're huddling up. That looks like the kicker coming back in the huddle. I'm sorry, the quarterback is coming back in. They're coming up the center. Yeah, they're going for two here. Come on now.
Yeah, we're going to listen. We're going to listen to this.
That looks like Mike McGivern's dropping back to pass. It's a quick one. Oh, he just got picked off. Oh, that didn't work.
That didn't sound like me at all.
No, it didn't. That was baby T throwing that ball. Yeah. That's what that was.
You put some respect on that name,
Bushy.
That's
what I'm talking. Hey, Mikey, thank you so much. Before we get to a break, Don with Chillis. He is at the Pewaukee-Whitnall game. Don, give us an update.
Guys, Owen Krumenauer, the punter for Pewaukee on a fake punt, goes 68 yards down to the 3-yard line of Whitnall. It will be Josh Geisel who will punch it in from there. The 2-point conversion is good. So with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter, Pewaukee now on top 28-13.
Boy, they can block extra points, but man, when it comes to punt, you know, playing defense a little bit when the other team's punting, they're struggling. Man, what's going on over there at Whitnall, baby Tausch?
A lot of turnover. A lot of turnover and a lot of turnovers, it sounds like. And man, those fake punts.
Those are tough. Hey, Don, I'll see you in a few minutes when you come and sit in for Baby Tausch as he heads out. You know, maybe Pewaukee gets one more on the board, and then we'll get you out of there early.
Oh, fair enough.
You can never count those Fighting Falcons out there, Mike.
At times you can. This is the Wendy Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm on my way, I'm making it. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores. Let's get right to it. Rob, line one. Rob is at the Waukesha West Catholic Memorial game. Rob Veit, give us an update.
What's going on, guys? It's 14-12 CMH. Waukesha West made some adjustments halftime, took the first series. 81 yards, capped off by a 3-yard run by Hubbard. Went for 2 points, missed it in the back of the end zone. 14-12, 7 minutes left, third quarter. Waukesha West down 14-12.
Hey, Rob, we've loved having you on the Scoreboard Show, but, man, you're going to get back to coaching next year, right?
Yeah, I am. Got an opportunity coming up. Got some big news in the next 2.5 weeks to share.
Well, hey, let me be the one to break that news, all right?
Thanks, Mike.
You got it, Rob. 14-12.
Congrats to him, man.
Walks your way.
That's a cool decision getting back into the game.
You know what?
As you know, it's tough.
He's a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good coach, and there are some opportunities for him. And he needed to take 1 year to sit back, get back, and realize what he wanted, and what he wants to do is be a head coach. He's a head coach is what he should be. He came here from Florida, and he's coaching in Florida, kind of hung out a little bit with Jed Kennedy. That's the kind of coach he is, kind of like Kennedy is.
Mm-hmm.
He'll light you up, but he'll love you up even harder. And I look forward to him breaking that news that he's talking about. Let's get to line two if we can. Tony Resch, Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Slinger at Homestead. Tony, give us an update.
Well, Mike, when we last spoke, it was 21-0, and Slinger was driving deep. And they were thwarted at the 4-yard line, and two plays later, Jared Schneider caught a 96-yard touchdown pass from Emery Whedon. Right now, Jared Schneider in total purpose yards tonight is close to 400 between running, receiving, returning kicks. It is an absolute Jared Schneider show this evening here at Homestead Field.
28-0 Homestead, huh?
28-0, right. I think that might have been the backbreaker. We got about 4 minutes to go left in the third quarter here.
Man, that's awesome. Tony, thank you very much. 28-0, Homestead's going to win outright. They hold on, and I think they will North Shore Conference 19 years in a row.
And will they be a one seed?
They will. Undefeated in their conference, they'll be a one seed. Yep.
That cannot be an easy place to go play.
No.
Not even when I'm talking about you as the 8 seed going in there for week one.
Right.
Think about you're going into a semifinal into that place.
Yeah. And you know what? These guys, here's the only issue. They have not been, nobody has punched him back yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in that conference has punched him back. And somebody in the playoffs somebody's going to get up 14-0 on it, and let's see how they respond.
And that's a situation where you could see a classic. I mean, depending on however the WIAA does it, that's where a time where, you know, a 5-5 or a 4-5-4 Classic 8 team goes in there, or a Greater Metro team goes in there, somebody that battles each week and just gets themselves in. Like you said, you can jump out early on them.
Right, and if you do, let's see how they respond.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to line three. Jerry Vance is at the Sussex-Hamilton at Germantown game. Hey, Jerry, give us an update.
That is right now, Sussex-Hamilton 17, Germantown 14. Germantown just scored on a 70-yard TD touchdown pass. It's the third quarter with 4:39 left. Germantown's going for the extra point as I speak. So right now it is 17-13 Sussex Hamilton, 4:39 in the third.
There's not much better than a long touchdown pass, Mike.
Man, especially when you're fighting to get in the playoffs.
Oh, and if you're at home or if you're on the road. because it's the total up and down of the emotion. You're at home. Everybody's going crazy.
Right.
You're jumping around in the end zone. You're pumping up the crowd as you're running back to the sideline. You're seeing all the students and the guy in your biology class is pumping his fist on the railing.
It's the best.
Or you're on the road and the place goes silent.
Yep. Well, oh, man. So let's get to line four if we can. John Moore is he's at the Lake Country Lutheran St. Francis game. Hey, give us an update, John.
Well, Mike, on a 4th and 4 inside the 4-yard line, Lake Country Lutheran goes for it and gets the score. Dane Vance from 4 yards out. And just moments ago, St. Francis gets on the board. Jeremiah Burke to Isaiah Burke for 64-yard touchdown pass. We have 28-7, 1:20 left in the third quarter.
John, thank you very much. 28-7, Lake Country Lutheran over St. Francis. St. Francis, telling you, this was the year they thought they might be able to get Lake Country Lutheran.
Yep.
And you know what? They've had some great comebacks in the second half of game St. Francis this year. This one's going to be tough. This will be a tough one for them. Guys, let's get to an early break if we can. We're going
to get to a break. Where is Tim Allen screaming from?
I don't
Are
know.
You hearing
I
got to
go find. Is he okay?
Are you hearing that?
I
hope it's not getting out of these microphones, but this man is screaming. I'm pretty sure he's outside the building.
Yeah, he is. And
4-1 crew in the bottom of the fourth.
And that's why he's screaming. I'm sure he's okay.
I hope he is.
Maybe those coyotes are messing with him.
We got to go to Kelly's Bleachers here soon. He better be all right.
Those coyotes outside here in Hales Corners might be messing with him.
I'm worried about my boy Ryan Horvath here on one of those Saturday mornings. You too. You get in here too early for those.
Oh, man. Come on. Who's going to mess with me?
Mike.
The coyotes?
Mike, I know you've been doing a lot of that kickboxing work.
Let's go.
One of those coyotes gets in there, you're going to be in some trouble.
We'll go outside. I'll show you some. The Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, and your local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Marquette ahead 30-7 at Tosa West. Lake Geneva Badger up on Union Grove. It's 14-6. Lake Country Lutheran leading St. Francis 21-0 as we head into the fourth. Grafton a 13-6 lead over Port Washington. Homestead shutting out Slinger 28-0. They're on their way, most likely, to a 1 seed in WIAA playoffs. Greenfield hanging a goose egg on West Allis Central. It's 30-0 hustling Hawks over the Bulldogs. Kettle Moraine ahead of Oconomowoc 23-7. And again, a final score in the book as we head into the city conference. Riverside, Golden Meier 42. Reagan Prep, nothing. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Wendy's. Listen tomorrow to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show from 10 a.m. to noon. Talking playoff football live from the Nary Milwaukee Show at State Fair Park. And this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela for Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, and your local Pick and Save stores. Mike McGivern alongside Baby Tausch and Don Wachilis in from the... You could leave that Whitnall game early, huh?
It was getting to be time. Whitnall
It was about time to check out.
Whitnall went for it on 4th and 13, trying to make something happen, and...
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going Whitnall's way right now. We'll say it that
and,
way.
And you know what? That's happened quite often, as we've made the allusions to and the jokes to. But ultimately, what you're also looking at is a program that kind of is in a little bit of disarray. But, Don, when you're around kids, you're around high schoolers a lot and younger people, as they mature, success can sometimes be more difficult, I think, to deal with sometimes than adversity.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes when you're building a program like Coach Wyduck is over there, you taking these losses like that can bring you up more than it takes you down, especially later in the year when you're not going to the playoffs.
And I heard you guys talk about the Whitnall game last week, and after seeing what I saw today, they're on the doorstep. I mean, that first half, I mean, Pewaukee, I think, and Whitnall match up pretty evenly. that first half was just a well-played football game, and whatever the adjustments Pewaukee made at halftime.
How about 72? Defensive tackle at Pewaukee.
You know,
I saw him play at Eisenhower, and he was one of the craziest athletes that I've seen walk off a high school bus.
Yeah.
Thick kid, solid, strong, knew how to play a 2-2 tackle, one eye. I mean, it was insane.
Bill, I'm looking, and I look at these kids week in and week out, and I'm just absolutely amazed at how these kids have matured already at the high school age and what they're able to do, because the game has evolved so greatly over the last 5, 10, 15 years. It's absolutely amazing.
You know what's impressive to me is when adults haven't matured yet. Let's get to line one. Tony Resch from Slinger.
Why are you looking at me over there?
No, I'm talking to Tony Slinger at Homestead. Tony, what's going on?
Well, since we last spoke, apparently Slinger found a spark. First play after they got the ball back after going down 28-0, they threw a 75-yard touchdown pass. Homestead got the ball back on fourth down, punted. The punt was blocked, recovered on their 17-yard line, and Slinger just hit a slant for a touchdown, and the extra point is good. We now sit at 28-14 with 18 seconds left in the third quarter.
Hey, baby Tausch, as we talked about, nobody's punched Slinger in the face yet. Okay,
yep.
It's 28-14. Let's find out now if they can respond to that. Hey, let's get to line two if we can. Mark Neeson, he's at the Muskego game. This whole thing is coming off the rails.
And we're
here.
Still looking for Tom Pippins at that game, Mark.
Yeah, I think Neeson saw somebody that might have looked like Pippins. Mark Neeson, Muskego at Muskego, what's going on?
9:50 left, quarter four, Muskego 28, Muskego 14. Yeah, I got it wrong. It was Tim Van Horn, and I was just talking to him again.
Hey,
quick story. Hey. My nephew had an interception in the first half, San Siobhanek, and his grandma won the 50-50 raffle at halftime, guys.
I want half of it. What was the prize?
$332. It's her birthday on Monday. How can you go wrong?
Mark, I want Van Horn on next time you call, all right?
All right, he said. Well, he's sticking on one end. I have to go. Hopefully, get back down there.
No, get back down there. You're getting paid enough money to cover these games. Get back down there.
Oh, by the way, thanks a lot for my special favor this year, covering the same team.
Yeah, you got it, Mark. No problem. I appreciate all the work that you've done. Give us the score again.
That's the score.
Attaboy.
So when we're talking about Tim Van Voren, also, I like that. I really do like Tim Van Voren. Really nice guy.
He cannot catch a fly ball in softball, bro.
But Tom Pippins, can I just say, is one of my favorite human beings on this planet.
Yeah, look at this. He's a good man.
He's a crazy guy.
Ryan Braun, there you go.
Driving in the fifth Brewer run today, 5-1.
You can hear Tim Allen again.
I'm telling you I hope he makes it out to Kelly's.
Let's get to line three if we can.
If he doesn't, can you come with me then?
No, he's with me.
I might drive you two out. We'll have a blast.
Yeah. Line three, Waukesha
West. You and I might have a dangerous time.
Line three, Waukesha West at Catholic Memorial. Rob Veit, give us an update.
Now you guys are having fun in the studio tonight.
Yes, we are.
It's 20-14, Waukesha West. Great Tesla, 48-yard touchdown pass from Blount. I think Blount inspired his brothers here. We got Tesla with two touchdowns receiving, a pick already. Great game. So let's beat Justin second half.
Rob Veit, thank you so much. 20-14, Waukesha West over Catholic Memorial.
I need to know what the theme is for that.
I don't know. That conference is crazy.
That crowd is crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get to line one if we can. Man, John Moore, if it's like 50-0 Lake Country Lutheran, he's not going to be happy with me. St. Francis at Lake Country Lutheran. John, give us an update.
Well, Mike, you're not even close. It's 34-7. How do you like that?
That's pretty close. It's not bad.
Well, moments ago, Andrew Schumacher catches a 55-yard touchdown pass to make it 34-7. And, Mike, Tim Van Voren ain't got a candle on you, brother.
Man, you know, John, well, you know what he does? He makes me mad, and then he builds me up again. I kind of like that.
Yeah, he's a strange cat. I'm learning about John Morris.
A strange cat.
He might tell you.
Man's got jokes. He's got some sarcasm. Yeah. He's also coming in with some facts about
this
game.
You know his father? Hey, John?
Yes, sir.
Who's your father-in-law?
My father-in-law is Tom Skybosh, otherwise known as Papa Sky, as I like to call him.
Man, Skybosh is as good as it gets, writing prep sports. He was one of the guys that I'm telling you, he's been involved in sports here in this area forever. And I, you know what? I can hear a little Skybosh in John Morwood. Skybosh would build me up and then rip me down like that as well. John Moore, thank you very much. Mike Bush, he's at the Union Grove Lake Geneva Badger game. Bush, you give us an update.
Yeah, Coach Matt Hensler is a little bit happier now. They're up two scores now. There's 7 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. Lake Geneva Badgers 21, Union Grove Broncos 12. This Hunter Rosinski, he runs in beast mode. I'm telling you, he just willed his way in from 5 yards out for his second touchdown of the night. Union Grove just threw a long bomb, and that got picked off here. We talked about earlier who owned what quarters. Well, this fourth quarter so far is all Lake Geneva Badgers, both on offense and defense. Again, 7 minutes to go, 21-12 Badgers.
Hey, Mikey, thank you so much. Let's get to line three if we can. We haven't heard from Taz in a bit. He's at the Hartford Whitefish Bay game, and he is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. You can call them today to schedule a free 30-minute injury assessment. They're going to schedule you fast, sometimes the same day, but always within 24 to 48 hours. Athletico.com. Taz, give us an update.
Mike, I got 21-14 Whitefish Bay over Hartford. Hartford's starting to step it up a little bit on offense, making a good run here in this last couple of minutes of this fourth. They were bailed out on a penalty on 4th and 14. They went for it. There was a holding call on Whitefish Bay secondary that gave Hartford another life at a shot. Then they went for it was a 28-yard pass after the penalty. Touchdown called by Joe Casper. Extra point good. Right now we got 21-14, 6 minutes left. Whitefish Bay received the ball at their own 20, starting off the drive.
Taz, thank you very much. 21-14, Whitefish Bay trying to hold on against Hartford. Hey, baby, Tausch, thanks for sitting in, man. I know you guys got to cut loose and get out of here.
I appreciate you having me in here, Mike. And hey, all I can say is, if I'm handing off to anybody, Don Wachilis is by far one of my favorite people on this radio station, and I don't get to see him. Man. But maybe one time when I come in here on the college football show.
Why you left the checkbook in the car.
That's
I'll be
why
right
you
back, okay?
Hold on. That's why you like him so much. Because you've only seen him once or twice.
I wish I could see him more.
No, I've seen him a lot, and I used to like him a ton too, and he's starting to wear on me a little bit.
I hear that call.
You got another seat down there at Kelly's?
Whenever you want to come out there, you let me know, man.
My new co-host, Ryan Horvat. We're talking Joliet Catholic High School football.
Oh, yeah,
he's
going for days about that. Hey, well, and the over-under in the Slinger Homestead game. I think he thinks that it's going to hit.
Man, baby Tausch, thanks. Have fun tonight.
Appreciate
man,
it, boys.
Hey, would you do me a favor? Take care of Tim Allen. 911, you might have to call 911.
Somebody's
going to
need to.
And you're the guy. Don, go with them. I'll do the show, Mike.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to watch Tausch. Let's go. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. As always, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.